Last-minute get-out-the-vote efforts in New Hampshire primary. By Joel B. Polak on February 11, 2020. Tilton, New Hampshire, campaigns worked hard to turn out their voters in the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday, with just a few hours left before polls were set to close at 7 p.m. statewide. Outside a polling station at the local Elks Lodge in Rochester, local resident Wes Fleurl canvassed for Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, enduring a bone-chilling drizzle that froze to the ends of his bushy mustache. "I've been a supporter of Bernie since he was mayor in Burlington," he told Breitbart News. Sanders was elected mayor of the Vermont town in the early 1980s, drawing attention for his socialist affiliation. Fleurl said that he supported Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, when she ran for Senate in neighboring Massachusetts, but that he felt Bernie had done more to earn his support. "He's been at it a long time." In Tilton, a volunteer for Andrew Yang's presidential campaign camped out at a local Starbucks, with piles of worksheets and pamphlets to distribute to campaign volunteers as they knocked on local doors. Candidates turned out at several polling places, and yard signs festooned the snowy, rainy, foggy landscape. There were also Trump signs. "The president is also on the Republican primary ballot." Turnout seemed steady at many polling places, with no problems reported. New Hampshire typically counts its votes quickly and often reports results within 1 to 2 hours after polls close. The only news of the day was former Vice President Joe Biden's decision to leave the state early, before his own victory party, and travel to South Carolina, where he expects to fare much better. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.